This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's see. Hollywood Foreign Press. How many of you were thrilled at that whole reality? Hello. Welcome to Monday, the 9th of January, my sister Linda's birthday. Happy birthday to Linda. Happy birthday to you. If today is your birthday, good for you. You've made it through another year. Looking forward to one more year of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, or the pursuit of silliness, or the pursuit of loneliness, or whatever it is that you're going to pursue. Let's see if we can make you a winner like the winners last night at the Hollywood Foreign Press Association Golden Globe Awards, where Meryl Streep and Hugh Laurie, who isn't, I don't know, he's not a native. There are a lot of people who have a lot to say about, without mentioning Trump's name, there were plenty of shots. I thought Meryl Streep, who was an excellent actress, we all pretty much agree on that, I think, was, as you might expect, depending on what you hear or what you know about her, pretty over the top. The people who think they're smarter than everybody else, that they're better than everybody else, okay, so it's part of what you expect. Jimmy Fallon joked about Donald Trump in the monologue. I think Jimmy Fallon leaves a lot to be said. So, what do we have to say that's good about the politics, the diversity, the jokes, the speeches? There was, I guess, depending on how you define diversity, yep, there was plenty of that, a lot of focus. I wonder, you think back to last year and all the criticism that the Oscars had because there were no black nominations for anything, and this year, at least the Golden Globes, do they take a different point of view because they're just trying to offset whatever was said last year? I don't know. I don't believe in speculation. I believe in opinion. I don't know what went on behind the scenes, and isn't probably of much interest or importance. What is of interest, and I'm not even sure it's of importance, these people are actors. They live in a world that's different than yours and mine. They choose that life. They do well in it for the most part. There were a lot of people that's whole focus on La La Land and whether or not you can make a musical in 2016. How successful could it be? It was very successful in terms of awards. And I'm going to bet that a lot of people have thought, man, I don't want to see it or I don't want to see it. We'll go see it. And that's what happens after these major award shows. I found that I was close to seeing La La Land this weekend. I was thinking, okay, I'll go see it. And then I didn't have time, as it turned out. I did see Rogue One. Kara Schillen is here with me. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. Good morning. Kara, I don't know if you've seen Rogue One. I have a little bit of a spoiler. They all
die. I saw
it
last weekend, so.
Okay. So it's not
okay.
Week.
Yeah.
Okay, it's okay. So they all die in the end. And there's also a sort of cameo by Carrie Fisher, but it's not really her. It is a superb job of someone taking a CGI image of her and creating it. And maybe that's the future of movies. It was her, but it wasn't her. Do you know what I mean? Did you think that? Did you look carefully at the end of Rogue One where the shot was of her when she turns around?
Yeah, and you know, it was crazy because it came out before she died, but I think a lot of people, like me and you, saw it after she died, and I just think it has such a different impact on the film.
Oh, the crowd cheered. That's going to be the reason that Star Wars will do a Lollapalooza, the next one. They're going to try to do these every year for as long as they can keep making $400 or $500 million. which would probably be, there's a whole new generation of people. You're a whole new generation of people who are interested in Star Wars. And the younger actors that they bring in, the actresses, they are going to bring in a younger audience. And yet they'll keep the people that are my age because we're interested in the continuation of the story. Even though the story is the same story every movie, it's the good guys, it's the bad guys, and the good guys win. So the good guys won, but they all died in the end. Okay, so is that enough of a... That's enough of a movie. I also saw a movie that I think is worth seeing that nobody probably listening to this program right now has seen. It's called The Witness. It's a story of... It's an art house movie, and it pertains to the death of a woman named Kitty Genovese in New York about 40 years ago. And her brother going to the trouble of trying to find out what really happened, because there were 38 witnesses to her murder, and none of them spoke up. Not one. So it was a lesson in humanity, a lesson in what it's like to live in the big city, a lesson in finding out what it is that motivates people to do those things. Not the... I was thinking about it in terms of what went on in Fort Lauderdale on Friday and what went on in Israel on Saturday, and the people, the craziness of people who just act in a way that is not prescribable, doesn't seem to make any sense. There's anger involved sometimes, there's distorted views, there's all kinds of things. And so we just, as human beings, we've come to not necessarily accept, but we know that these things are going to happen. Because some people are just not on, they're off the keel. And they do things in the name of whoever. This fellow that killed this Kitty Genovese, nobody knows. He just wanted to kill somebody. He'd killed somebody else, and he wanted to kill somebody else, and he wanted to keep doing it for whatever the reason. So there is that. So I've brought you through a couple of movie reviews, my review of the Golden Globes. I just thought the shots at Trump were cheap. There isn't anything yet. I don't know. I haven't nosed around yet because I went to sleep as soon as they were over. Is there any trace of tweeting from the president-elect, Kara? Have you seen anything that would indicate that he was trying to empower himself with a little...
I have not seen that yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if nothing's come out yet. Last tweet was 6 hours ago about Mexico, but I'm sure once he wakes up in the morning, we'll get something.
No, I'm not sure we will. I think if he didn't, I would have thought he would have stayed up and watched it. It wasn't that late. It was over at 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock West Coast time. And so if he hasn't said anything, I wouldn't have thought that he would bother. He usually immediately reacts to things.
That's possible, but I would be interested. I mean, obviously, it's already on news sites, and people were talking about it on Twitter all last night. But I don't know. I feel
What was on Twitter? Tell me what was on Twitter.
Meryl Streep is still trending, the number one trending topic, at least where I am, and this is hours later. So I don't know. I think that sometimes when more of a response is given to big things like that, then he would respond later. But I don't know.
So why do you suppose that with all of the other things going on, it was just her because of the way she went on and on and on about it?
I also think that, I don't know, at events like that, when people give speeches like that, I think a lot of people in the audience agree. You get kind of a lot of people with the same mentality. Obviously, not everyone in Hollywood is a Democrat. There are plenty of Republicans, but I think that you kind of get the same mentality. And so, people give her big, a lot of cheers and stuff like that. I don't know. Yeah, it was a big deal. A lot of people like Meryl Streep. She's a big star, so I guess that's why. I'm not sure why it's still trending. It was hours ago. Maybe just nobody's been talking about anything else over the course of the night because they're sleeping. I don't know.
I'm just looking at some of the most recent tweet that I can see. A couple of Trump tweets. One of them touts the benefits of what a good relationship he has with Russia, or what we have with Russia. And then the other one about the wall and how it would be paid back by Mexico for the wall, and people in Mexico saying, huh? So that's all I see in the tweet department from Trump, unless I'm not looking in the right places.
That's the last thing he tweeted.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe he'll, because to me, I don't know. I don't really get the whole tweeting thing. I think that if you're the president, then you shouldn't care about...
Put the phone away.
Yeah, about what people like that say. I mean, who really cares if Meryl Streep is saying something about you because you're the president? So, like, what she's saying doesn't really have any effect on what you do. So, to me, that it shouldn't really matter. You shouldn't tweet. So, if he doesn't tweet about it, then good. I applaud him for that.
He's the president and resident. That's our Trump. Boop, boop, ba-doop. So, L.A., La La Land, Atlanta, and Moonlight got the top awards. La La Land, very interesting. This fellow, Donald Glover, at first I wondered if he was related to Danny Glover when I saw him, but he didn't seem to, if he is related to him, he didn't pay much attention to his father. As a matter of fact, one of the things that's on the side of this show, Atlanta, was the fact that this guy, Glover, is going to play Lando in the next Star Wars film. And I believe Billy Dee Williams played him in some of the older ones. All right, so lots of food for thought, lots of usual conversational items, including our news mystery voice of the day contest, which comes up in a few moments. 17 after the hour now on the Monday version of Good Day, I'm Doug Steffen.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
Yeah, and you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized and get 20% off select office supplies. Staples. Make more happen.
Applies to regular priced items only. Excludes ink and toner. Other restrictions may apply. Ends 1/14/17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of difference. See store staples.com for details.
When you've been married for 45 years, you begin to
finish each other's sentences.
Like how Kmart is now
a preferred Medicare Part D pharmacy with
copays as low as a dollar, which means we save lots of money. So I can finally build that
woman cave in the basement, Loretta's lair.
Wait, what?
Oh, you heard me.
Head to Kmart Pharmacy today for Medicare Part D copays as low as a dollar. Kmart Pharmacy accepts most Medicare Part D plans and is preferred in many. Visit any Kmart Pharmacy for details or go to kmartpharmacy.com to find a location nearest you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit two. Multi-packs count as one.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
All right, so here we are at somewhere about 21 after the hour with our mystery news voice coming up. The voice you will hear in a few moments on Good Day.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Music in this portion of each hour for the musical story. This is Big and Rich. Going to be playing at the Trump inaugural. Let's see, who else is going to be playing there? Cowboy Troy, who, I don't know any of these people, Jennifer. Who's Cowboy
Troy? Okay, well, I can give you the connection. So, please. Big and Rich and Cowboy Troy. Big and, John Rich is the rich part of Big and Rich, and he was on Celebrity Apprentice. He's also sort of a music mogul, aside from just being a performer himself. He brought up Cowboy Troy, who's African-American. He is a rapper, and he does this weird, cool blend of country rap. You'll hear it.
Really? Well, let's listen to it. Here it is. Let's listen to it. My wallet too black, couldn't pay if I wanted. They calling on my job, I'm getting letters in the mail. The haters in the hood all hoping that I fail. My pockets on slim, fat tank on empty. Used to have friends, said they want to stick with me. Dogs in my stomach, cause now I'm getting hungry. Really under pressure, want to talk to my mommy. People on my corner asking me for change. Gotta find me a job with a higher pay rate. How many different inaugural balls will there be? Will you do, what, 8 or 9?
My credit. I don't think there are as many this year, right? I don't know how many there are going to be. I know Trump was saying, like, forget the inaugural ball, let's just go to work, but I think they're keeping up with the pomp and circumstance. John Rich will be at one, and, you know, I was wondering why these Celebrity Apprentice guys, and John Rich had what seemed to be a pretty good relationship with Donald Trump, and he's a Republican, why he wouldn't create the entertainment lineup. So now it makes a lot of sense. He's got Cowboy Troy involved.
Wasn't there another country singer that won Celebrity Apprentice or came in very close?
Trace
Atkins, that's what I'm thinking of. Right, right.
See, most of the people, this is a thread, and I'm making an observation here that popped into my mind about the people who have gotten to know Trump. The people who know him seem to like him. The people who have been, like, on this show, even though, didn't he really do a number on Amorosa when she was on that show?
Yeah.
Do I remember?
He let her have it in the end, but he also hired her to work for him
for his presidential campaign.
Right. I mean.
So, anyway, but I have also a strong feeling that Trump is going to be one of the hardest working presidents we've ever had. Clinton was on the job all the time.
unless he was with Monica. But there was an expectation always with him. There weren't a lot of vacations.
Well, look, when he was with Monica, he was sitting at his desk.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? He was always working. He was multitasking,
yes,
you could say.
So I think Trump is going to be cut out of that closet. I think there's going to be stuff coming out of the White House 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for this guy. I think he's always on. That's one of the things that made him successful, frankly. Or you can argue about him being successful or not. All right, let's keep moving here. Ed Sheeran giving fans a glimpse of his new material all this past week. Bits and pieces coming out. Last night, the whole new, what's this song called? Cheerios? What is this?
No, that's what his fans are called.
Oh.
This one's called Castle on the Hill.
What's the song about, Kara?
This is actually the first time I've gotten to listen to it, but I think it's, I know he has a line about breaking his leg when he was 6 years old, and so I can relate to that now. But I think it's probably just about growing up. And the last, so he essentially went off social media for an entire year just because he was so tired of being bombarded with, you know, like there's lots of negative stuff on social media, so I think he just took a year off.
On him?
To reflect on life. And
negative on him? What's the story? I don't know him that well, but apparently you guys do.
I mean, there's not really anything negative about him. I mean, he's pretty, I don't know.
He's pretty popular, yeah.
Yeah, but I just mean that people always on Twitter or Instagram.
There is a lot of negativity.
So negative,
yeah.
I have real reservations about being on Twitter. Not only that sort of thing, but the fact that I don't know how to do it. Real reservations about it. All right, so that's that story.
This does sound like a different sound for him, though. This is a new direction for him.
Is it?
Yeah. He's more singer-songwriter-y.
28 minutes after the hour here with DJB.
An unintended but beneficial consequence of one Extension educator's role in a research project. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
If you've been thinking about upgrading your chore tractor, it's time to test drive Kubota's M6 Series midsize ag tractor. With its controlled performance, clean engine, maneuverability, and performance-matched implements, the M6 Series is the right tractor for the job. There's no better time than now. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate long-term financing. Kubota's M6 Series is where performance meets power. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Hans Schmitz is a Purdue University Extension Director in Southwest Indiana's Gibson County. He agreed to help with a 5-year project designed to create a more sustainable corn production system under changing climatic conditions. Schmitz talked with lots of local farmers about climate change and how they believed it might affect their work. And he got more than just raw data from those interactions.
Personally, I learned quite a bit about the motivations of the farmers that I serve each and every day, their struggles, their successes, and what motivates them to get out of bed and into a tractor in the morning. It's opened up my mind quite a bit and focused my programming around agriculture and natural resources to cater more to what drives their ambitions as far as agriculture is concerned.
Schmitz says some of the project results have been made public at sustainablecorn.org. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. So clean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Monday of January, some of the silliness, some of the seriousness of the day, part of our conversation being heard all over the country in places like Tucson, Arizona, Dayton, Ohio, good morning, Tulsa, Grand Rapids, up in Portland and Poughkeepsie and Manchester, New Hampshire, down in Louisville, Cincinnati, Ohio. So, hello, how do you do? Nice to have you on board, Suburban St. Louis as well. This is a good day program. I'm here, Doug Steffen, with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. The idea in this hour of the program is for me to just sort of highlight, star case, if that's a good word, the ideas and opinions that I have in depth about some of the things that are going on in the world as of this moment in time. And you can reflect as you would, whether you're following us on Twitter or whatever some of the social media connections are. It's just good to have the connection. So one of the things we do in this hour is try to get your brain going with a news quiz or a news voice. This is the news. This is so duh. But try it anyway. 888-302-3684 for an extremely nice prize. Here is the voice of the day.
I don't know how anybody can possibly believe that I have less of a stake in mothering that little boy than Mr. Kramer does. I'm his mother.
All right. That was one of the scenes from last night, from that movie. All right, keep going.
And it's sort of comical how you think that you've made a choice that exempts you from the fashion industry when, in fact, you're wearing a sweater that was selected for you by the people in this room from a pile of stuff.
I believe that is the devil.
That's her in the flesh.
Yeah. Hey, there we go. All right, you got one more, I'm betting.
Now take back the soul of Dennis George Finch Hutton, whom you have shared with us. He brought us joy, and we loved him well. He was not ours. He was not mine.
All right, 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG for the name of that person. Have a little fun, more conversation about her, and then moving on. Speaking of moving on, man, I'm looking around. It's pouring rain where I am here in Los Angeles this morning, and it's pouring rain all the way up and down the coast. Cars are stuck on flooded highways in the northern part of the state. Thunderstorms last night. A massive winter storm. It could be the biggest to come through here in more than 10 years. I'm looking at pictures right now of crews clearing trees in the afternoon yesterday and through the night. Debris all over the place this morning early. Mudslides and roads closed off. 15 inches of rain likely during the day today in these areas. Northern California, the higher elevations in the Sierra Nevadas, we'll see tons of snow. But if you look up to Marin, which is in the San Francisco area, Sonoma, those areas, U.S. 101, which is the sort of main highway that goes, it's the 5 and the 101 that go north and south. 101 is inland a little bit, the 5 is along the coast. The 1 actually is right on the coast, Pacific Coast Highway. There were cars that were underwater, Kara. You should see the pictures. Nobody got hurt, though. So the idea here is to keep people from driving in these areas, stay off the roads, especially if you're in an area where we would consider it to be rural. Lots of farming in Central and Northern California and in Oregon and Washington as well. Rescues would be very difficult because the helicopters would be all over the place. All of the roads leading into Yosemite are closed. The river there could overflow its banks as early as daylight today. It's kind of surreal when you look at some of this stuff. And then you go across the country and you see how the weather has been in the Midwest. Lots of snow in the Rockies, but that's sort of what you expect. They had a lot of snow in Salt Lake City over the latter part of last week and into the weekend. And then it just that storm moved across the country and sort of collided with a storm coming up the coast. So what's the weather like in Washington this morning, Kara? What do we have?
Cold.
There, you have
way,
snow on.
Way too cold.
Ugh. It's cold.
Oh, yeah. It was about 15 degrees when I came in this morning.
Yeah, but no snow.
We got snow on a little bit on Thursday night, but that was barely anything. And then
right.
Saturday, it was kind of unexpected. There was supposed to be a little bit, and then it was supposed to stop early in the morning on Saturday, and it just went all through the day. So that kind of caught a lot of people off guard. But even then, we probably got a total of 3 inches. So by that night and the next morning, it was totally clear. It's the bigger problem now is just ice. But yeah, it's I would like to get to California and get away from it, but apparently the weather's not any better there. So
well, it's not cold here.
Yeah, that's
it's in the
nice.
It was in the 60s yesterday. I went to the fitness expo at the LA Auditorium yesterday, and as I was driving, it was 81 degrees on the 10 headed in that direction. So that was pretty, actually a little warmer even than usual. It was chilly during the night, and it's gotten chilly because of the rain that's moved in here and will be here all day long. But your weather is cold. There was some snow that bopped its way up into New York and into Boston, and there's more of that. And then later on this week, you're supposed to be in the 50s near 60 by Saturday.
Yep.
And same thing all the way up to New York and in Boston, 50s. So it'll be quick. The snow, I guess we had 6 to 8 inches on the farm, from what I'm being told last night, and some more inland areas got almost a foot of snow.
Yeah, you know, I've mentioned my sister's getting married next weekend, and so yeah. I can't even, you know, it's cold, but I'm not even going to complain about it being that cold because it's out of the way this weekend. It's going to get back into the 50s next weekend, and right. So it's going to be cloudy, but, you know, relatively warm for wintertime, so it's going to be perfect for it. Way, right. But if this had happened next week, it would have been a mess, so I'm very...
I wouldn't want to get married. That's why people don't get married. Will you tell your sister, that's why people don't get married at this time of year?
I know.
Hello.
Knock,
knock.
Me,
anybody?
I will not be.
All right, speaking of the parks, Yosemite, et cetera, et cetera, one of the least talked about legacies of President Obama is the conservation work. Some people are in favor of having more government-controlled lands. He liked, like Bill Clinton, to take as much land as possible. As it turns out, the Obama administration has placed 548 million acres under protection, whatever that means, however you want to describe protection. This is from the Arctic. There are some mountain areas in the Rockies. A lot of... rainforests have been taken over by the government. Teddy Roosevelt, who took 290 million, he didn't, but the government, he convinced the government to start the U.S. National Park Service with 290 million acres during his tenure at the turn of the last century. The current president added 22 new parks to the system. George Bush had six. Administration created a couple of large marine reserves, too, and the second largest desert reserve on the planet. However, the Center for Biological Diversity gives him a B- because of his wildlife legacy. He's put a lot of effort into climate change and land preservation, but has not prioritized wildlife. You can always find a critic anywhere. I would tell you that I think there would be, in my mind, there ought to be less government. Instead of adding 548 million acres, I would have liked it better if there was 548 million acres less of government-owned land and just own too much, control too much, keep it away from the farmers. How are we going to be able to raise our crops if these people keep taking the money? Although, much of the lands, the Arctic tundra, not going to grow any food up there. The mountains, you're not going to grow any food there. The coral reefs, not going to grow any food there. But still, I think the government has too much control of too much land. And I'm just giving you some facts about the administration. I didn't tell you that I liked it. In fact, I told you I didn't like it. And that's, I'm sticking to that story. 43 past the hour now on Good Day.
Jim owns a gym. And his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business. Like ink. Lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
46 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Did you know this? Every time I do this hour of the program, I like to come up with a statistic. Did you know that last year, this is what amazes, I'm dumbfounded by this, there were 455 new scripted television shows on. There are almost 500 channels with all the cable and all the other things. Last year, in order to fill that, because whatever had been on before didn't work, or a lot of it didn't work, or some of it didn't work, 455 new scripted TV shows.
Is that
wow.
just on cable, or does that include...
No, it's just no, it's across the board.
Okay,
just
good, because I was going to say, can you imagine how much more? Because Netflix has its own shows, Hulu
yeah,
has its
right.
own shows.
Yeah, that's all included in here. The new environmental... It's new for China. It's not new for us. The focus on the environment, reducing hazardous levels of toxic smog that engulf Beijing at the moment and some of the other cities in eastern China. Here's the story on what's going on to combat smog and fog together in China.
Beijing is creating a special police team to reduce the city's toxic smog. The smog has been so bad, residents have had to stay indoors for days at a time. Beijing's mayor told state media, the city has regulations for open-air barbecues, garbage incineration, biomass burning, and dust from roads, but that enforcement of the laws has been weak. However, the public has pushed officials to address larger sources of pollution, such as coal-fired power plants. State media says 500 polluting factories will be shut down this year, and Beijing's mayor promised to slash coal consumption by 30%. Air pollution isn't just Beijing's problem. Earlier this month, China issued a national fog red alert for the first time ever.
All right, so what about this? And think about living in that circumstance yourself. Just think about it. We've all had times when the air was heavy, humidity made it didn't just seem it. It's likely because the clouds, humidity is moisture in the air, and the clouds that have the moisture sometimes settle in and create more humidity and pull down some of the things that are in the atmosphere. And so that's here in Los Angeles. We certainly had a problem over the last 30 years ago that has been fixed pretty well. But if you go to Mexico City...
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, I have a friend who's living in China, and she's doing, I think, one of the Teach for America programs, teaching English there. And she said it was so bad in China a few weeks ago that she woke up in the morning and could barely breathe and was choking because the air was so heavy.
Well, you see, that's the kind of thing that'll keep it from being a number one... I mean, it's a big country, and they have a lot of commerce, but they don't really know quite what to do to keep themselves ahead of the curve when it comes to that sort of thing. 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Get away. Here are stories about travel, promotional items, a couple of airline stories, etc., etc. You've come to the right place. We'll focus on travel and all of its ups and downs, ins and outs, backwards and forwards with Pauline Frommer, who is from Frommers.com, the Frommers Travel Guide, one of the best items in the Frommers Travel Guide for me, anyway. Is just looking at the pictures. Even if I don't book the trips, they're fabulous. Presentation of trips and things, so you ought to check it out. Pauline joins us in a moment with comments on a number of items as we can squeeze them in.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, up to 20% of the U.S. population will get the flu this year. Dr. Carrie Peterson, a New York City-based physician, reminds us of the symptoms to look out for.
Unlike cold symptoms that usually come on gradually and progress over time, the flu often hits you fast and furious, with a sudden onset of fever, aches, fatigue, cough, and headache.
Dr. Peterson says there are ways to alleviate flu symptoms if you do get sick, like drinking plenty of fluids to stay hydrated and using a humidifier to make breathing easier. She also recommends humidifiers for their preventative benefits.
Studies have shown that the cold and flu virus thrive in dry places. By keeping the humidity levels in your home between 40 and 60%, humidifiers can help reduce the survival of flu viruses on surfaces and in the air.
For more information, visit VicksHumidifiers.com. That's VicksHumidifiers.com.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the Fast Relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more fight!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, coming up on 56 past the hour, Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guides here. Before we look at some of the wonderful things that are going on in travel this week, some of the things that aren't so wonderful, Pauline, when you see or hear the story of what happened to those people in first class on Delta, the mother and father and the baby, and the horrible way that Delta handled it, do you wonder how you're in the travel business trying to make things look good? These people seem to not be smart enough to make things look bad.
You know what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
I miss this story. I think you're more in tune with the stories of individual things that happen to people on airplanes than I am. Uh-huh. I'm looking more at the bigger picture things. Like, for example, yesterday, Carnival just introduced something that's going to transform the way we travel, for better or worse, on cruise ships. They're going to give every passenger wristbands, just like you get on when you go to Disney World, so they can track your every move. You wave your hand, suddenly you've accidentally bought a cocktail, or maybe
really?
Not so accidentally.
Huh.
So it's going to be a really different cruising experience now. Now, I have privacy issues with this, which I think is bigger than what happened on Delta.
Well, it may be, except the only reason I brought it up is because it sort of sets a tone. And what it does is make the individual person who made this mistake, made Delta look bad, as the same kind of thing happened with Allegiant Air this week. And the reason I bring it up is because I think a lot of people focus on that. You sort of brought me around to it, as what represents the whole airline. And maybe it represents the lack of training, but it doesn't represent everybody. It represents one or two people who don't know how to make it. And then the importance of social media as to what gets spread around with regard to this. And it seems the bad stuff gets more attention than the good stuff, which is what you're talking about. Let's go to the good stuff and forget about the bad stuff. But the bad stuff is still
sure
on people's minds.
Yeah. I mean, you have, something like 16 million people flying per day?
Yeah.
Every once in a while, things are going to go wrong. I'm not sure that the Carnival thing is good. We're going to have to see.
You mean having, the cruising, whether you're going to the Caribbean or Europe or wherever it is, these bans? That's an interesting story. I didn't know about that, so you taught me something. Hey, we both learned from each other today. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com here.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.